Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Radio that you control. You can call them and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And let's go straight to the phones. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, I tend to get into trouble sometimes online. And recently, I just got my whole thread deleted on the Corvette forums. You know, they got a forum for everything. And so I've mentioned before that I was going to buy one of these new Corvettes because I did the Ron Paul Corvette a while back, and this was going to be the Liberty Corvette. It was going to be the ANCAP Liberty Corvette, and okay. It's going to be yellow and black. And there's going to be one of the new C8s. Well, I still have my order in for the car, but because the auto union was on strike in November for a month, maybe a little over, that set the production date back for all the Corvettes.
Okay.
So now, of course, they've shut the Corvette factory down since because of this COVID nonsense, and they're. These big, tough union guys are acting like a bunch of weenies because they don't want to go back to work without social distancing and hand sanitizers and temperature checks and all this nonsense that's delaying the production of my car. Now, I got angry, and so I started a thread that says I'm selling that car as soon as I get it. I'm not even going to drive the car. I'm going to sell it to somebody else on the showroom floor, and I'm going to put it on eBay, and whoever bids the most gets to take my car when it shows up at the dealership because I'm angry with the weenie auto union. And, of course, I put something like that on the thread. That's the reason I'm selling the car. Now, I was a lot more civil on the thread. To my reasons.
I mean, you didn't sound uncivil just now.
Well, but now I'm quite angry. And when I explained why I was going to do it, because of the fact that the coronavirus is not that deadly, and it's ridiculous to destroy the entire economy because of this silly coronavirus, you know, some people objected to that on the forum, but another guy, he supported me. He said he's laid off 30 workers in California, and he's never going to be able to bring them all back, and he fully agreed with me. But the whole thread just disappeared today without even a PM to me explaining what was wrong with my thread. Now, I know what was wrong with it.
Well,
they got
sure
angry
they
because...
Well, into a flame war, as threads like that often do.
But it still is a C8 Corvette for sale, and it belongs in that thread. And I thought that people would want to know why I'm selling a brand new car that I don't even have in my possession yet. And so, you know, it just pissed me off. So I started another thread saying, somebody deleted my C8 for sale thread, and didn't give me a reason why. So anyway, this is causing us insanity in this country. And now with the meat shortages and other shortages, it's going to hurt a lot of people. And there's so many idiots that don't see this. I don't even know where to go anymore from this. You know, this is just insanity that I never would have thought I'd seen in my entire lifetime.
I mean, it's certainly likely to affect the workers who would otherwise be building the automobile because, I mean, that's a fairly lucrative job anyway. There's no way the $600 per week that government's giving them for unemployment or whatever is actually worth it to them. You know,
well, they're using up all their union funds. You know, they've got a union fund for strikes, and of course they're using that up. But unions are destroying this country. I'm sorry. If you're in a union out there, you're a big union man, I think you're a weenie. because you can't stand up for yourself. You've got to have a union boss.
Unions provide a critical check against the power of corporations in a free market society.
Yeah, they used to once upon a time when 100 years
ago.
when people were really, really horrible to their workers. Yeah, but you can't find that today. Nobody is treated like that today.
Yeah, because of the unions.
No, we don't. We're not a union shop.
Because options, because you can leave an employer and go get another job.
Thanks to the unions. This was not an option for many people back in the day of company stores and things like that.
I didn't know you were a big union man.
Disagree completely on that one. I think that the state of affairs...
Unions have outlived their usefulness.
Yeah, the state of affairs in this country were always getting much better.
I would expect a 1% who is upset that the workers won't go risk their lives to build him a Corvette to say that, James.
Risk their life. Now, I have put the statistics on here. I've called in with the statistics.
It doesn't matter what the statistics are. If they feel like they're going to be risking their lives...
And I'm on the front line here. I know how many cases we're seeing come through our clinic, and I'm on the front line. I know what this thing is. This thing is not much worse than the flu.
And someone's got to build the Corvettes and the yachts. I mean, that's good.
Well,
that's
people
good
who
work.
Are afraid are irrational. And Gene's right.
And the meat.
I'm not saying
not
they're
just
rational.
The Corvettes.
And I'm not saying, you know, they're factually correct in their fear. But if someone is afraid for their life, I'm not going to say, I don't care. Get out there and build my car, you know?
Well, then they need to stay home and let the other workers who would like to go back to work do so. But when you're in a union, even if you want to work, you're not allowed to go back.
Yep.
Well, there are scabs and things like that. I mean, if
well, good. Good for scabs.
Okay.
I love those scabs. We need more
well,
scabs in this
like
country.
Like they're bringing the scabs in, so there's probably some sort of provision within the union rules that prohibits these car manufacturers from bringing in scabs, right?
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to sell my Corvette. I'm probably going to buy a Challenger, which is maybe what I should have bought to begin with, because I always love Challengers. I've only had one new car in my life. But anyway, what I'm thinking is a year from now, assuming that the Corvette factory is still in existence, because the Corvette factory has almost been shut down many times in its history. This may be the nail in the coffin, and we may not have any more Corvettes after this.
Oh,
so I'm going to take my Corvette, and I'm going to cash in, because somebody's going to pay me, you know, $15,000 over sticker or something like that for that new Corvette. I'll sell it. I'll take the $15,000. Maybe I'll give some of it to St. Jude's to help some of these children that are going to be suffering after this economy collapses. And then next year, if the Corvette factory is still in business, I'll buy a 2021 Corvette for probably $15,000 less than what they're selling for this year.
Well, Gene, thanks so much for the call. Ian, I have to ask, was he trolling? Is he really putting out there that 1%er Karen vibe like he was intending to do just now? I mean, is he really more concerned about the Corvette than he is the other stuff?
I don't know. What other stuff?
Like the fact that people... are afraid for their lives.
Irrationally.
So it's irrational to have an emotional reaction to the fact that you didn't get your Corvette on time.
But it's good work. That's a good paying job. If I was a Corvette maker, manufacturer, and I've been out of work for 2 months, I would be pissed, even if I was afraid.
Look, I'm not against unions. I think that people should be able to unionize, but unfortunately the unions we have now are government-backed. And there's all kinds of government mandates that force certain things on companies that they may not otherwise want to be forced to deal with. So we're not talking about a true market union situation in any way, shape, or form. So it's impossible to get behind the unions as they exist, especially the automotive ones.
Well, it's going to be just as impossible to get behind the automotive companies. So why even buy
their
Corvette?
Bad, they're bad news, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to have to play the system one way or the other.
Yeah, I don't buy new cars, so I can't relate to that.
I don't either. But, I mean, at some point the car was new. Somebody bought it, so, I mean,
But he was just talking about buying a new one, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then selling it.
I mean, I can understand if you've bought a new car and they said that you're going to have this car by a certain date, and then it's like, yeah, we're not going to have it to you by then.
Sure.
Well, can you get out of the contract at that point? I don't know.
I don't either.
You know, sometimes there's like act of God in certain agreements, like insurance won't cover if God strikes lightning into your car or whatever. Like there's certain terms of service where you thought you were covered. Turns out if there's a flood or whatever, like you're not covered. Yeah. So I don't know if that's written into this.
Then they do that a lot in Katrina. They're like, oh, yeah, this isn't water damage, though. This is wind damage.
Most people living on the coastline aren't covered by flooding. Just plain and simple. The insurance companies aren't stupid.
They won't, yeah.
855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, for the last month or so, I've been streaming randomly to Twitch at twitch.ariadimezzo.com of playing Resident Evil 3. And I finally finished it last night. And my take on it changed drastically as I approached the end of the game. It was originally just wonderful, and it had masterful moments. Some were good, some were great, some were bad. But then I reached the last hour of the game, which involved a quick time event, followed by a highly scripted boss fight, and that was it.
Can you define for our listeners what a quick time event is?
Yeah, it's like when you're playing a game, suddenly it will pop up, hey, press W or press E or left click or right click or right
click. I hate that stuff.
Yeah, and if you don't do it, you die.
God of War. This is the first time I experienced that nonsense. I liked the game. The game was good, but the button presses. It's like, no, yeah. Man. I want to do combos. I want to juggle these monsters. I don't want the game to stop and then there's some flashing icon out of my vision that I don't even know. I've never memorized the stupid controller, so I don't know what these buttons are. It's a game killer. For me, anyways.
And Resident Evil 6 got way carried away with the quick time events, but they toned it down a lot with these remakes. And this was the only one that I came across that was really an issue. And that was because it was pulsing at me, so I didn't know if it wanted me to tap it or if it wanted me to time it. Ultimately, what it wanted was for me to hold W. So just hold up to not die. But it wasn't making that clear at all. And there, live, for all the internet to see, I died four or five times.
Was he laughing at you?
Yeah.
So it lets you keep restarting at the continue or whatever, and you get
to
keep
trying. Yeah, but you had to watch the stupid cutscene again. Well, you didn't have to, but you had to go through the process of skipping the cutscene again. You had to run back to that area, and you had to, again, try to figure out what the hell the game wanted you to do, because the game wasn't showing you anything except a pulsing W.
So now, and you mentioned you had never played the original 3.
Correct.
So there, you had no baseline to compare to.
Right. Well, I know the original 3 definitely did not have quick time events.
Right.
But I don't know what the end boss fight was like. I imagine it involved a rocket launcher in the same way that Resident Evil 2 did.
Where did the name QuickTime come from? Did it come from the Apple video codec QuickTime, or is it from like the idea that you have to be quick in time with the button press of the thing that they want you to press on the screen?
I think it came from that one. I don't think Apple QuickTime really had anything to do with it.
Well, because the reason I asked that question is because it reminds me this what you're describing, where essentially you have to press the right button in a otherwise button pressless sequence, right? Like you're not doing anything else except for, oh, you've got to do this one button and then that's it, right? Like it's just that's the only interactivity that you have with this scene. And essentially you press the button at the right time and it allows the scene to play out. That's really all it does, right? Either you don't press the button and it ends and then you have to start over, or you press the button and it allows the scene to play out. This is what was invented in the 1980s with a game called
Dragon's Lair.
It was a laser disc based video game.
Beautiful game.
It was a very, very pretty, very attractive game that was originally created for the arcades. Are you familiar with it, Aria?
Yes, I've seen the Angry Video Game Nerd review it.
Yeah.
He reviewed the NES port of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Way different.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right,
but
right.
He went into the concept behind it.
Sure, so he showed some clips from the original.
Yeah.
But the original was essentially a game of QuickTime events. where it wasn't just one button press. It was like, you got to press up, you got to press down, you got... So, like, as this... Essentially, it was a cartoon. Don Bluth, actually. Very nice, you know, cartoonist. He's done a lot of major film kind of cartoons. What was it? The Fievel cartoons. Remember those? American Tail, I think, was what it was called.
Yeah, Fievel Goes West, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so that was the animator behind that. He also did Dragon's Lair.
Okay.
And so it essentially was this... video game built on top of a Laserdisc. So all the Laserdisc really did was just play the video track, and the player in the arcade had to interact with these, you know, button presses that would appear on the screen, but it was a bunch of them, right? Like, so you'd have to, like, memorize exactly where to go, and usually based on where your character was on the screen, you could sort of discern what to do. There was, like, a cheat mode where it would tell you what to press, but there was a hardcore mode where you just saw the cartoon, and you just had to, like, guess which direction.
It was almost like a choose your own adventure.
Kind of.
So
yeah.
you got three doorways, and you got to decide which one to jump down.
And if you go in one, you get your head cut off. You go into the other, you might make it through. So it's the same concept, but built as an entire game. And I thought it was interesting that they've brought this back now in mainstream gaming. You're seeing these so-called QuickTime events as just sort of a minor part of a lot of these other AAA kind of video game titles. Whereas in the 1990s, games were lambasted for having this kind of gameplay. It was seen as not being...
Well, they are now as well.
Yeah, people don't like them now.
Everyone hates them. Okay. I don't know anyone who has ever played through a game and be like, man... Those QuickTime events really added so much to that.
Right.
Resident Evil 4, which I think is early 2000s, I know that it was heavily QuickTimed.
I never played 4 either.
And it was usually only during the cutscenes. And that's
annoying.
That is the annoying. Cutscenes that you can't skip through.
Yeah.
So you have to sit there and watch a cutscene 5 times because you keep losing to the boss, and then there's a couple of QuickTime events during the cutscene.
Which interact with. Yeah.
It's just...
You ever played I Wanna Be the Guy? The PC game, it's an indie game. I mean, it's free to play online because it was made in, like, multimedia flash or some crap. No. So, I mean, it's hard as crap, though. Anyway, it's got this one scene spoofing Symphony of the Night.
Which is a Castlevania game.
Yeah, where you go to fight Dracula, and, you know, he starts doing his little speech, and he throws the wine glass down. Well, and I Want to Be the Guy, the wine glass will kill you if it hits you. So there, in the middle of this cutscene, listening to Dracula ramble on, you have to jump or you die. And it's brilliant for that particular game.
Well, as far as Ian, Dragon's Lair was brilliant because it was an arcade game.
Yeah, what a way to take people's quarters, man.
Oh, big-time quarter cruncher.
So you could beat the game, according to Wikipedia, you could beat it in 12 minutes.
If you knew
everything.
Press.
But in order to learn that, you have to play the damn thing 200 times.
100 times, yeah. But in that case, you were getting into that game knowing what you were getting into. You knew the style of gameplay that you were playing, whereas these other games, it's like you're playing a totally different game, an action game or whatever. You mentioned God of War or, you know, whatever, Resident Evil 3, which has a certain style of gameplay, and then all of a sudden there's this QuickTime event that, you know, that they throw in.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit with the rest of the gameplay. It doesn't add anything, as you've pointed out, whereas a game like Dragon's Lair, you know exactly what you're getting into. That's the style of game you've got. That's all there is to that game. And just from that perspective, it's actually fun to play those games.
I would imagine so. But Resident Evil 3, it would have been better if I just had the option to turn around and aim and shoot the thing that was pursuing me. That would have actually been gameplay instead of just press W, hold up, you know?
It's so unsatisfying.
It felt rushed and unfinished. Like, they got through most of the game, they're like, oh, we have to get this out ASAP, just do whatever. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears. DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition. When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering on workers at an Arizona facility for making N95 masks to protect folks from the coronavirus. President Trump says the workers at the plant are making America proud.
More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, three shifts a day, 6 days a week. You are the greatest industrial, and think of this, what you've done.
Senate Democrats are trying to force a vote on legislation that would require more SBA oversight. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a good amount of the Paycheck Protection Program is not going to small businesses.
To very wealthy companies, to companies that still have a lot of money, to companies that are taking loans and even not keeping their employees on.
The senator provided no specifics to back up his claims. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate Intelligence Committee is getting back to work. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is holding a confirmation hearing at this hour for John Ratcliffe to be the next Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Committee Chairman Richard Burr said Ratcliffe has been asked to lead the U.S. intelligence community during a time of profound challenge and great threats.
We expect that you will lead the intelligence community with integrity and ensure that the intelligence enterprise operates lawfully, ethically, and morally.
Burr, a Republican on that committee, a country music legend, is spending his time today reading a children's book to kids over a Facebook Live event.
Hi, I'm George Strait, and today I'm going to read you a book, boys and girls, and it's called Never Ask a Dinosaur to Dinner.
The virtual program was started last month to help entertain and promote reading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. However, use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. Again, that's liberty.menu. Now, I wanted to say one more thing about Resident Evil 3, and that is... The whole game is awesome because you're being pursued by the nemesis through the entire game, and that's a nice way of turning...
Cranks the tension up.
Yeah, it turns classic gameplay mechanics on their heads because you're not really going out and hunting the zombies as much as you are being hunted through the entire game.
Hmm.
And it adds a lot of tension to it, for sure, and it just creates a different dynamic where you don't feel like you're ever fully in control of the situation.
Hmm.
Because at any moment... If you've never played the game before, this giant monster could come crashing through the wall, and you need to be ready to react to that.
Holy crap, $60?
Yeah. It's a brand new AAA release.
I will be playing this for years.
All right. And Steve, it'll go on sale in 2 weeks.
Do you recommend it? Not at $60, but do you just recommend it across the board?
I'd recommend it at $30. It's worth that. But the ending is much too disappointing.
Really? It's that bad?
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a quick time event, and then it's this heavily scripted boss fight where all you have to do is shoot the glowy things in a game that has not had any of that crap.
Really?
At any point, there was no shoot the glowing things boss fights at any point prior to that. And then suddenly it was, oh, this is Resident Evil Mario 64 style, shoot the glowy things and you win. And that was the end of the game. That was it. It was extremely disappointing.
So you think they just cut corners at the end there?
I think they did. And I know that games aren't really developed from start to finish like that, but it seems like they were probably waiting for the ending to make it as awesome as they could, and then they ran out of time.
Around how many boss fights would you say there were?
Well, all of the boss fights were against Nemesis, and some of them were great.
So kind of like Dark Souls, where you got to figure out the tactic, you got to, you know...
Yeah, one of them did irritate me, because the only way you could defeat him was by putting a mine round on a particular window and having him run by it and explode. No amount of bullets or anything else like that would damage him until you did it the way the game wanted you to do it. That was irritating. But that was only one instance out of the 7 or 8 times that I fought the thing.
Ian... Huh? What are you playing?
I'm actually playing XCOM Chimera Squad, which I've actually done a little bit of streaming on. It's been a few days, but it's one of the rare times where I've actually streamed a game more than once, or more than, like, one day in a row, because usually I'll, like, stream once, and it'll be 2 or 3 weeks, and then I'll stream a game again.
But this is fresh in your mind right
now. This one I did 3 times in a row, 3 nights in a row, XCOM Chimera Squad. I'm a fan of the XCOM series. For listeners who are unfamiliar, it is a sort of, I don't know what they call it, isometric view. It's not top-down, but it's sort of topped at an angle.
And you control a squad.
You control a squad of guys and gals. And historically, this game actually came out in the early 1990s, way back in the day. I think it was called XCOM UFO Defense.
It was revolutionary.
It was awesome.
That in the Fallouts.
And it was, Fallout's not the strategy game in the same way.
There was a Fallout strategy. I think it was the third one that came out.
Fallout Tactics.
Fallout Tactics.
Right.
Oh, Tactics. Yes. And it was basically the same thing. So, yes, XCOM has always been turn-based, squad-based.
Yeah, so you take your squad, it's an alien invasion, was the original XCOM, and you have to defend the Earth against an alien invasion. It's literally, one of the things I think was pretty different about it back in the 90s was it was a global scale kind of game. Like, there's literally like an Earth, and, you know, aliens come in at different parts of the planet, and you've got to go and take your troops there and defend against whatever. They remade, so in the 90s it was XCOM, and then their sequel, XCOM Terror from the Deep, which is where I got into it, was on the sequel. And then they redid XCOM in like 2011 or 2012, I think. So they did it like a reimagining of the original XCOM, and they nailed it. I mean, they really did an incredible job. Did you play the redo?
Yes. And I also and before that I played the one when they were on Mars.
I don't remember that one.
I'm going to look up the order. But yeah, definitely the...
But the redo was really good. They did a great job of reimagining the game, bringing it up to modern standards, but still keeping, you know, the old... the gameplay, where you would move your troop, and then, you know, you'd have like 6 to 12 guys or whatever the number was. I think the newer game's maximum 6 or 8 or something like that. But and then the enemies, the aliens, would move their guys, and then you move your guys, and you shoot, and you kill each other, and blow things up, and there's all kinds of nasty baddies that come out throughout the game, and some twists and turns, and then they came out with a sequel, XCOM 2, so they did a new sequel in like 2016. I played both of those games, and they're both fantastic.
I haven't played 2 yet.
They're excellent. It's on sale right now on Steam for like next to nothing, so if you want to pick it up, now's
$15.
Now's a good time for that. And then they just 2 weeks ago came out with a new XCOM called XCOM Chimera Squad, and they did a few things differently with this one, Conan. This time, instead of moving your whole squad at once, you have to move what they call interleaved. So you got one guy, he moves. Then an enemy guy moves. And then you got another guy moves. Then an enemy guy moves. So they totally changed up the sort of the turn-based. It's still turn-based, but it's interleaved turns instead of squad moves, other squad moves. And so that does some different things to the gameplay, but it works. in my experience so far, having been in the game for probably
It should
a dozen
be
hours.
Like Dungeons and Dragons. It should be all based on reaction speed, according to your character. If your character has a quick reaction,
like Final Fantasy Tactics,
they get to go first, regardless of, you know.
Well, there is a certain order that is determined, I think, by things like that.
And I thought that's how the 2012 XCOM worked.
And it's not always one and one. It might be like you got two of your guys go, and then one of their guys go, but it's interleaved, so it's not. It's not the full squad goes and then the other full squad goes. That's a major change. Also, another major change is it's no longer a global thing in XCOM Chimera Squad. It's just one city that you're focusing on. So roughly without, I don't think I'm giving away real important spoilers because in my opinion the plot doesn't really matter in these games. I don't really care about them. But in XCOM 2012, you're defending against the invasion. In XCOM 2016, the aliens have won and you are part of the uprising. Right, like you're trying to
sounds fun.
Come back, basically. And then in this game, there's this city where the aliens and the humans are living amongst one another, and the idea is you're like this elite squad of, you know, badasses or whatever that has to defend against a potential
another alien group
tipping or whatever. Like not necessarily alien groups, but groups that want to cause anarchy, right, in the city. So there's like an anarchy meter that fills up. It's a bad thing, right, when the anarchy meter fills up in this game.
Oh, no, people are being free and getting haircuts and getting their hair blow dry.
You have different factions that are competing with each other to take over the fallen landscape?
Maybe. I mean, I haven't gotten too deep in the game, but it's essentially another difference, Conan, is that in XCOM Chimera Squad, the squad you have is very specific, meaning that they're actually voiced characters, mm-hmm. whereas in previous XCOM games, they're just sort of like you've got these soldiers and you can make them better and you can name them and you can, you know, customize
them. And if you're playing on the hardest setting, they can actually die.
In this game, you fail the mission if your guys die. So they changed it up because the idea is you have to keep this squad together
right.
throughout the entire game. At least that's my understanding so far.
So if any one of your people dies, you lose
the mission.
Ooh, wow, yeah. That's rough.
Whereas in the previous games, if your dudes died, they're out, and you got to recruit new soldiers.
Right. So you could have had a guy that you had for the last 30 hours.
And he dies. And
well, that's when you reload a save.
Well, that's what I did, but Conan will shame you for that.
No. I saved scum the hell out of that game.
I probably
reloaded 150 times on that game.
So this time I'm actually playing XCOM Chimera Squad without the save scum option, which is called
Iron Man
mode. Yeah. So I've never done that before. I'm doing it on this.
I won't do it.
But only on normal difficulty. I'm not going crazy with the difficulty, just to see how I do. It's fun.
It sounds like a series I should look into.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in freedom.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever is on your mind, that toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
If you've been listening, you've been learning the various ways we've been occupying our time now that His Excellency King Sununu has restricted our options for leisurely activity to the extent that he has. Conan, of course, you've been gardening and doing all that. And we don't mean Harvest Moon gardening. He's been out there actually working in a garden.
I'm having to fill in for Conan with the game of the week.
I've got a great tan right now. I'm like a lobster on my back. Having a hard time sitting here. Yes, it's you got to get them in the ground, otherwise.
Yeah.
We only have so many months of growing season here in New Hampshire.
Well, we're hoping that soon our leisurely activities will resume some level of normalcy.
Nope.
Well, I'm hoping.
There's no indication that that's going to happen.
No, there's not. And that's really disappointing because my plane leaves for Vegas in 23 days, and the casinos are still going to be closed. So we're canceling the Vegas trip.
Really?
And by the way, can I say, out of all the terms that have cropped up in the last 2 months, the new normal...
It's awful.
I want to throw a brick through something when I hear it. It's like, no.
We can't let this be normalized.
This is the new... abnormal, or this is just 100% straight across the board. This is abnormal. This is not normal.
Yeah. Well, that's people sort of rolling over and abdicating to this. They're like, well, this is the way it's going to be. Oh, it's the new normal. Well, and the more people say that stuff, the more true it becomes, right? Because you essentially are manifesting that into reality.
Normal is just what most people accept, right? Mm-hmm. So don't accept this, and it won't become the new normal.
So, well, right, and that's what I've been advocating.
I don't wear gloves. I would advocate no one.
Yeah, and I want to be as kind as I can to people that would like to foist this nonsense upon me. I don't want to be mean, right? Like, I don't want to be rude to people. So it's like this sort of tough balancing act of standing up for yourself, but also not, like, trying to piss people off at the same time. So,
well, if someone was to foist it upon me, chances are I'm going to piss them off.
But that's the thing. A lot of them are just doing it because they need work, right? So, like, there's somebody at a job somewhere who's wearing a mask, not because they want to, but because they've been told they have to, or else they have to not come to work, right? So all the people at Walmart, for instance, where every single employee now has a mask on, you know there's people there who don't want to do that. I was at Walmart the other day.
What can you tell those people, man?
They're sitting there hyperventilating. They got the thing that's digging into their face. They're pulling off, and they've got,
Now, I will confess that I wore
ears
one
are
briefly
all scrunched up
the other day at work because I wanted to see how bad it really was.
And
however bad you would expect it to be, it was worse.
Wow.
Because the temperature in there is like...
And you don't even wear glasses.
No, the temperature in there is like 85 degrees anyway, so we're sweating. So it's like being waterboarded constantly because it immediately fills up with sweat.
Sure.
And breathing into your own face all the time, it goes right into your nostrils. Your nostrils start leaking into the mask. It's the worst idea I've ever heard.
Wear a mask with glasses. You got that hot steam
constantly
going right up into your eyes, and it's fogging your lenses every second.
I don't want to be the scientist in the room, but if you've got air coming out of the top of this thing, then it's not doing its job.
Well,
literally what it's supposed to prevent.
I'm not even sure what the argument is. I think it's something about your spittle getting launched all over the place.
Its job is to acclimate people to living in a medical authoritarian hellscape.
It's fear control.
That's what the job is. The job is to have people, average people, see people everywhere with these things on and think that something's being done. That's what the job of these things is. It's total mass compliance.
It's just like the duck and cover back in the Cold War. It's the same thing.
Yep.
Hey, sorry, kids. Getting under your damn desk is not going to do anything to save you.
They still do that today, don't they, Conan? I don't think they got rid of that at the end of the Cold War.
That siren going off for the last 2 hours telling you to go get in your bomb shelter.
I'm pretty sure they still do that today with the gunmen on campus drills. Like, don't they do the same thing? Don't they get under their desk? Where else are they going to go?
They lock the door and they get behind the door.
Well, you mean
and all they really do during those drills is just scare the hell out of everybody.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, the kids sing their little nursery rhymes about school shooters and all of that to get acclimated to this, quote, new normal.
Yeah.
And the new normal now apparently means that you can get your hair cut in phase one in New Hampshire, but you can't have it blow dried.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. And you can only, according to these restrictions, you can only have a single, and you can tell me what this means, Aria, because you dye your hair, a single color root touch up. What does that mean?
Well, the roots obviously need to be touched up from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Single color.
I can't imagine needing your roots to be dyed multiple colors.
Well, anyway, that's one of the other restrictions.
But that seems to be it. Like, I guess red on this side and purple on this side, can't get that done.
But some of these salon owners are upset at this so-called reopening plan, not because of all the restrictions, but because it's too much too soon, according to these people.
So it's about the competition.
They want to go back to work, they say, but they don't really want to go back to work because they're worried about the whole COVID-19 thing. Tanya Hart, the owner of Oomph Salon, this is from the Seacoast Online, which is a newspaper out on the east coast of New Hampshire. She says, I think the restrictions are asinine. It's definitely not what I was advocating for. She says, I was advocating for us to open up at a later phase. It's really just a frustrating situation. I think the whole idea of the task force not really hearing us was a blow to the industry all around.
Oh, she wants other workers to put their lives at risk first. According to her worldview, because her worldview says this thing is serious, it's life-threatening, she just doesn't want to be one of the first people out there.
Well, I don't think she wants anybody to be out there. She says she doesn't want to be out there, basically, which means no one else should be able to be out there because she can't make money.
No hairdresser should be out there, but she wants, like, the car repair shops and those kind of places
maybe
to reopen.
I don't know. I'm not sure how she would feel about that, but she says she and several other industry professionals allege they weren't listened to by the governor's task force or given proper representation in the conversations at the state level. Well, surprise, government's not fair, is it?
Life isn't fair.
She says, we
I was not given proper representation when Senator decided that he was going to release this executive order.
Jasmine,
they didn't consult me.
Doobie, the co-owner of Hex Hair Boutique in Dover, says, quote, we feel misrepresented as an industry. I feel like that's the general vibe I'm getting. It feels like they rushed into this to satisfy something. Amy Martinez, the owner
That's
of...
That's how I feel about the quarantine. That's amazing.
Redhead Studio on State Street in Portsmouth said salon owners are, quote, outraged. She says they have essentially two options. Quote, we keep our business closed and jeopardize losing our clientele to competing salons.
There it is.
Or we open and put ourselves directly in harm's way. She said, everyone else is cautioned to stay home until May 31st, yet we're advised to go back to work, standing on top of our clients all day with just a mask as protection. The science states that we should stand 6 feet apart from one another. Well, we are incapable of doing that in a hair salon.
Who is advising her to go back to work? It's not an advisement that you have to go back to work. She doesn't have to. She's worried about competition.
She's worried about her competition. But then she says that, or another owner, and owner of Cause Hair Salon, in Dover, Michelle Meager, was not in favor of hair salons being included in Phase 1, says the plan has set salons up for failure. She says, I crunched the numbers. By opening up, I will be losing money. Doing a color, I will make $11.60. Then I'll be in the negative after paying all my utilities.
Whoa. How is she going to be... she's probably not going to make as much as she wants, but, I mean, people are walking around looking like Wookiees right now.
She'll have a line of people
out the damn door. What about this Texas woman who got arrested?
Right.
That's exactly what she had. The people were lined up around the block.
Well, and even if they weren't, I mean, the solution here is obvious. Raise her prices.
She could do that, too.
This
would be she'd be price gouging.
If she's not
That's
making
evil.
Enough, if she's not, I don't care. If she's not making enough money to pay her bills... Then it's a bad business practice, and she needs to raise her prices.
The state protocols require all clients to wear a cloth face mask that covers their nose and mouth at all times when in a salon or barbershop, and all staff must do the same. A distance of 6 feet must be kept between individuals at all times, except for when staff are servicing a client's hair. Reception areas are ordered closed, and no walk-in appointments will be allowed. Appointments must be staggered, so only one person arrives at a time,
and
a maximum of 10 people are allowed in the facility at once. Clients must wait in their car until called in by the stylist. The guidelines require.
Out there pushing carbon into the atmosphere, sitting there with their cars idling.
On one hand, of course we want to open, but then is this the right thing to do? Said one of the owners. How can everyone be preaching social distancing and then be like, but you guys can open? I don't know how to feel. Did she really say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is it in a nutshell. These people, they don't know how to... Bunch of NPCs, man.
Yeah, they don't have any opinions.
They've got a script. They were written to only react in one way or another, and they don't know how to handle this. They're losing their minds.
Their whole support for the quarantine was that this is what medical professionals
It's what Bill Nye said.
Yeah, and now the government is going against what those same medical professionals say.
Some governments.
They've got two authorities.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? So you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.